Okay, thank you. We're live. We're here Monday morning, Martin Luther King Day. Appreciate, of course, the executive branch is off. Legislative branch is working to get this budget finished this week. And callbacks, we appreciate the University of Wyoming coming over today. I'm sure school's not in session like the rest of the state, but appreciate you being here today. We have numerous questions by members, and hopefully we can get those answered and help us in developing the budget. So, Mr. President, welcome. And we've kind of been, you've been through this, this is your second time now, so you're a veteran. So I think basically we'll get right into the questions and go from there. So, members, welcome. I guess if you have a few opening comments, some brief comments, and then we'll get started. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just say it's an honor to be in front of you again, and we're looking forward to the questions, and I personally am looking forward to you to working with you all for a few years to come at least. So let's get right to it.
Very good.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and welcome, Dick. It's good to have you back. I guess it's different now because you were interim and now it's official. So I'm not sure whether it's condolences or congratulations, but you can choose from whichever one of those you want from my perspective. But I think it's a positive thing for the university, for our state, and I'm glad that you stepped up and did that. I appreciate that. It was sort of interesting we had, and I don't spend a lot of time reading what's going on in the newspaper, but we had a little article about UW trustees worry about legislators' involvement. And I really look at this as kind of a positive thing because I think in the past a lot of members of the legislature had some concerns about the direction of the university relative to what we thought was important to the state. And, you know, we do appropriate, and that's the Constitution, and I think that's our responsibility. And I think it's only fair that we ask tough questions. And so I look at this as positive. And when they're paying attention to what we're doing, and call it what you like, but I think it's a combination of their concerns and their duty that they have to do as trustees, which certainly isn't easy, and ours is a member of the legislature and the appropriator. So I looked at this as positive comments. I also have to thank Chris and Rick for standing up a little bit for the legislature. I wonder why they would do that, considering their background. Anyway, that's all I had to say about this. And, you know, if we continue to have this dialogue and there continues to be the interaction between us, I think it's only positive for the university and the state, and that's where I am. And so, anyway, there's not a question in there, Mr. Chairman. It's more of an editorial comment, so thanks for allowing me to do that.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Okay, I think, does anybody have a question right off the bat? I tell you what I'd like to do first, and it's really about the lab situation. And so I'd like us to go actually into executive session for a few minutes. And so we're going to turn the mic off,